Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Monday, the 8th of November. New South Wales recorded 187 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 7 deaths. This includes a man in his 30s from southwestern Sydney. He was unvaccinated. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 40 new cases, 13 in Midcoast, 9 in Lake Macquarie, 6 in Newcastle, 4 in Inverell, 3 in Maitland, 2 in Moree Plains, 2 in Tamworth, and 1 in Port Stephens. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded just 1 new case in Dubbo, and the Far West Local Health District recorded 9 new cases, all of which were in Ivanhoe. Today marks the easing of a number of significant restrictions across New South Wales for the fully vaccinated. As of today, there are no limit to the number of visitors in the home, no rules for outdoor gatherings of fewer than 1,000 people, business premises are allowed 1 person per 2 square metres, dance floors are reopened in nightclubs, and hard capacity limits for events are generally being replaced by density limits. Masks are still mandatory for indoor public venues, as is the use of COVID-safe check-ins and proof of vaccination, as these new rules are exclusively for the fully vaccinated. Partially and unvaccinated people must still abide by pre-roadmap restrictions until either December 15 or 95% full vaccination across the state, whichever comes first. As of today, New South Wales sits at 89.8% full vaccination of those aged over 16. On to Victoria, where there were 1,126 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night and 5 deaths. There are now 16,178 total active cases across the state. Regional Victoria recorded 203 new cases, including 37 in Geelong, 33 in Shepparton, 27 in Latrobe, 23 in Bendigo, 16 in Campaspe, and 7 in Mildura. There are now 441 active cases in Latrobe, 394 in Shepparton, and 119 in Mildura. A full list of today's cases across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID update article on our website. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.